My call sign is W2MJB, and my name is Mark. My QTH is in Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, it is also located or available on Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Amateur Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Does anyone have formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call W2MJB or net control. I have announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call W2MJB or net control. Looks like there are no announcements or bulletins, so we'll go ahead and get right into the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. We will begin with Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John. I'm down at Folly Beach. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everyone. Thank you for hosting the network.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome KE4J down there on the beach. Enjoy the beach. It's sunny and warm, and hopefully you have a good day and a return home safely. With that, looks like, we got one more Echolink station. Echolink stations only again. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, please check in. Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. I'm upstairs in the art room. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KN4HTP, Wendy, my wife. She's upstairs in the attic in her art studio, so hopefully she's having an enjoyable evening up there while I'm down here calling the net. With that, no other Echolink stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead with the regular RF check-ins Sunday night. We will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB, November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Mark and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
W2MKV, good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KV4, CBA, David and Taylor's, no traffic, no RAG 2. Good evening to everyone on the net.
2MJB. And Wendy, please check in. KI4, DOS, Gary. Also K3, JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Mark.
JB. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a wonderful group of check-ins on the first Sunday night, Alpha through Delta. First off, we'd like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, and daughter, Michelle, wife being KK4ONO, and Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick. Appreciate it, and well, hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. Then we have Joe in Traveler's Rest. That's N4DIZ. Welcome, Joe. Hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. And then we have David, KB4CBA. They're in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. And then we have KI4DOS, our Wednesday evening net control and swap meet master. And that is Gary in Easley. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Say hello for us tonight, Gary. And we have Dave, W4DJW, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. As well as Jerry, N4DJC, there in Anderson. Thank you for coming along tonight from Anderson and checking in. Any other check-ins from Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I recognize KO4AOW, David in Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Either you have a new call sign or you're a first time checking in with me because I didn't have you in my log. So welcome, David, and I appreciate it. And if you are new to the net, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. With that, looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and check in Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred in Travis Rest. Hawaii 5 on November 4, India, Echo India. Here, negative, negative, TR, thank you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize Fred, W4FCM in Traveler's Rest. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fred, and bringing your wife, Isla, along, N4IEI. Hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. One more call for check-ins, Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. Name's Buddy. We're in Taylor's. Check me negative, negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KA4END, Buddy, in Taylor's. Thank you for checking in tonight, Buddy. Appreciate it. One last call for check-in. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to that looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and go to the next group of check-ins of India through Lima. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Me? Sorry I'm late. Out of turn, please check in and out to Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
W2MJB, Net Control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize James in Tuxedo. That's KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. As well as Richard, KK4FTU in Slaptown. Thank you for checking in tonight, Richard. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. There, Mark. Good to hear you calling the net tonight.
please say hello to Wendy for us. And check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'd like to recognize Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Good to hear you on the radio. It's good to hear friends as well. Appreciate you coming along and checking in. And hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. And tell Donna hello for us. With that, looks like that's it for India Thulima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Mike, Whiskey Alpha, WX4 NWA, Matt, and Central. Take it next.
W2MJB, 4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first check-in in the Mike Papa group, there was a lot of static, and I wasn't able to copy your call sign, name, or location. I think I got a WX4MWA, but you didn't come in from my net, so or my log, so I'm not sure if that was incorrect, but if you can recheck with your call sign, name, and location, we will get you in the log.
Correct. Whiskey X-ray 4, Mike, Whiskey Alpha, Matt in Central, portable.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WX4MWA, Matt in Central. Thank you for checking in tonight, Matt. I'm sure you called in before. I don't know if that's a different call sign, but thank you for rechecking for me so I can get you in the log. And then there's Pat, K4OSH, there in Malden. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. Appreciate it. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. It says W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa. So we'll go to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Check-in, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home here and more, no traffic, no comments tonight.
2MJB, please check in and out, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman.
2MJB, so please check in, Kilo, Mike 4, Romeo, Golf, X-ray, this is Carolyn Grable, I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo November 4 Sierra, Mike Oscar, KN4 SML, Scott in Greenville. Check me in and out. Thank you.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize the following individuals. We have W2T, Rusty, Mobile in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rusty. As well as KM4RJN, John and Inman. We have KM4RGX, Carol there in Greenville. Hello, Carol. Hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. And then we have WN4S, Chris in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. And lastly, we have Scott, KN4SMO in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry in Taylors.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The next check-in was Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylors. Did I get your call sign correct, Harry? just checking because I didn't have you in my log. Didn't know if you have a new call sign or not, but I think you checked in with me before. Can you please let me know if that is correct on your call sign?
Tango Charlie Golf.
Thank you for that confirmation, Harry. Appreciate it. With that, looks like that's it for Quebec 2 Tango, so we'll go ahead and go to Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, NKN4, VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and smiling real big tonight on a brand new 991A. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB. Mark, please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, Rich in Sensaville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. KN4 ZGA, Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha. It's, hey Mark, it's Robert in Malden.
W2MJB, net control to Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize I already recognized you. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up between my notes on my paper and my electronic log. Sorry about that. That's KN4BWA, Steve and Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. And we have W1RAR, Rich in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rich. And lastly, our friend Robert, KN4ZGA. There in Malden. Thank you for checking in tonight, Robert, and hopefully you and Lisa are doing great tonight. Also, Robert, if you've got your wife's call sign, you can bring her along and check her in as well, just for future note. With that, any other check-ins, uniforms through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JV, call sign correction.
Go ahead with that correction.
Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
This W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that correction. Sorry, B and V sound almost exactly alike on the radio. I did correct it. That's Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I've got you corrected in the log, and now you show up correctly. So thank you, Steve, for that correction. One last call for check-ins. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you all for checking in the individual groups. Now we will open it up to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, hope you and Miss Wendy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the net, Mark. And good evening to you and Miss Wendy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
MJB, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. K-I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, NC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Sid. I appreciate it. And KI4LZI, Andy, they're on Table Rock or in the Table Rock area. Thank you for checking in tonight, Andy. It's good to hear you on the radio. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Oak Hill, Ohio, where they haven't discovered a straight ruler and just recently, within the last 20 miles, discovered the internet. I'll be negative and negative. Just listen.
W2MJB, net control, checking in Jim, normally of Pelzer, but currently in a small town in Ohio, if I heard him correctly. That's KW4TS. And according to Jim, they have just discovered the internet in this small town, so it must be a one-house town out there in Ohio. But thank you for coming along and checking in tonight, Jim. Appreciate it. One last call for check-ins or comments. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
AB. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. My name is Tommy. I am mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin. Fountain in. I'll be negative, negative. 73s to you and everybody on net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville, but he is mobile tonight. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy. And then KN4UBG, Kevin, here in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you coming along and checking in tonight, Kevin. With that, one more call out for check-ins or comments. Please call W2MJB or net control. Check.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo K4XB. Just wanted to make sure that you had my my call down correctly.
I got K4XB, and you did come up in my log. Maybe I misspoke while I was recognizing your check-in. So that's K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. Tommy, is that correct?
Roger, thank you. K4XB.
That, is there any other comments or check-ins that I may have missed so far tonight? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Fantastic. I really appreciate everyone checking in tonight. We had a good group of check-ins all night long. Hopefully y'all will have a wonderful evening tonight. With that, it looks like W4DJW Dave will be scheduled to call the net tomorrow night. W4DJW, are you ready to copy my net report?
W2MJB, W4DJW, ready to copy.
Please copy my message number 1262020. Routine abbreviated from W2MJB to W4DJW, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report, for 01-26-2020. I have 36 check-ins and one piece of traffic. How do you copy?
I copy your message number 1262020, 36 check-ins and one piece of traffic. W4DJW, back to net control.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks to everyone for coming along and checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its amateur radio use. Again, W4DJW Dave will be calling it tomorrow night, so please come along and check in with him. 73 and good night, everyone. Hang on, this is W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I do have one Echo Link station that popped up just a minute or so ago. Let's try to get this Echo Link station in. Echo Link stations only, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB, please check in K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont. We're negative and negative. Please add one more to the logins and check it in late, and I appreciate it. Thanks for calling that.
Net control, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative. I know I missed everything, but since you're going to amend the message, might as well put me in there too. is W4FHJ, over.
W4FHJ, they're in Taylor's. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gene. Appreciate it. And there is another EchoLink station that just popped up as well after Alan checked in. We'll go ahead and get the last EchoLink station. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control, this is W4TLA, Tim in Ruskin, Florida, just lurking on the net. Thank you much.
W4TLA, Tim, lurking on the net from Florida. Appreciate you coming along, Tim. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, so if you decide to get out there and look around some more, please come along and check in with us. We're more than happy to receive your check-in. With that, W4DJW, are you still on the net?
W4DJW, ready to copy your amended report.
JW, please amend the report from W2MJB tonight to 39 check-ins.
W2MJB, W4DJW, net report amended to 39 check-ins and one piece of traffic. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge to meter net. We'll close out the net with 73 and good night, and I am W2MJB clear.
KN4VWA, W4DJW, still listening, Steve?
DJW, KN4VWA, I've gone back in the house and I'm on a HT. How you doing, David?
Okay, I didn't know if you were still out there in the shack or not. So you're happy with your audio from your new radio?
Intel, yes. I was talking to a couple of people before the net started, and they said I had a sound in the background. So I turned off the little blower on the portable heater and gave them 5 seconds of dead key, and they said it was absolutely dead. So the thing was picking up my little electric ceramic heater.
Yeah, sensitive microphones tend to do that. That's been a trouble for a long, long time for amateur radio operators. But it sounds like you found the source of it. Turning down the mic gain sometimes gets rid of that, but sometimes you have to speak up louder when you do that. But it's all a compromise.
Yeah, well, so far I'm really happy with the radio. I mean, its look, its feel, the way I access the menus. I'm just thrilled to death with the thing. Just curious now, you heard me, didn't you? How did I sound?
I could hear the sound of the room that you were in is what caught my attention first. I mean, you're 100% readable, 100% copyable, full-scale, full-quieting, the whole nine yards. But I could pick that up. And you heard the same thing. If you listen to the recording, you could hear the same thing. It sounds good. I don't see any problem with it at all.
The one thing that I did notice is I'm going to have to hang some curtains, do some things in that room. The room sounds hollow.
Yeah, that does. But sometimes that sounds really good. I remember when KG4PFI used to have his stack, his Chris Kraft stack 2-meter beams from down in below Anderson. And he used to have the best audio on this net ever. He had a ICOM, and he wasn't pushing a lot of power at all. He had like an ICOM 7000 and stacked 2-meter beams. And he must have been in a hollow room because it sounded like studio quality. It was just really, really good. So you can take advantage of that if you get the mic set just right.
Always, it's a matter of experimentation and good feedback. And, you should have heard me when I first got on there. Oh, that mic gain was set up too high, and I was overdriving, and it was horrible. So anyhow, W1RJR and a couple other folks helped me out with that.
getting that run, at least getting it into the ballpark. But so far, I'm just thrilled to death. And you want to know what the big issue I've got now?
I was going to ask you about how it turned out with that one screw that was going through half of the dipole, and the corner of the screw was close to the corner of the U-bolt screw where the threads end. There was only about a half-inch gap. I was wondering if you got rid of that.
That was no issue at all, and I'll tell you how I fixed that in just a second. But the real issue I've got now is I've got quite a lot of study to do in the manual on this radio. It's got more whirligigs and whistle pops than you can shake a stick at. I'm going to stay busy for the next month on that stuff. But as far as those things you were concerned about, one, both of the segments leading out of both sides from the black insulator mounts, those segments were rotatable. So I rotated the bolts to where they went straight out away from the mount, and I also went over to the auto parts today and replaced those stupid U-bolts that were so long and put new ones on there, and they only protrude through as far as what is necessary. So my feed line and both my feed lines go on straight on the front. No way they can arc.
Okay, that's good. That's the only thing that really bothered me. I guess you got some heavier coax. I saw you made the loop up there at the top, the choke. So I guess you got a stronger mount on that terminal connector than you had with that little ballon.
Regular coax up the top and put a barrel connector between, and so that I can do a quick disconnect. And also, the way that I strapped it to the mast, there is absolutely no strain on those two connections.
Sound like you're in business. And when you're talking about going through that manual, you've got three manuals to go through like that. I remember my TS-2000 manual. I had one. I got one when I became a ham radio operator. And it looked just, I mean, the corners of the pages were all frazzled and curling up. I mean, I went through it front to back, back to front, probably 100 times trying to get that radio figured out. And then I got another one when they created the Millennial Edition. And that manual is pristine. So I got one not used manual, and I got one that's, you can tell it's well used. All the pages, front to back. I can't tell you how many times I went through that thing. But you got to do that with the tuner, with the amplifier, and the radio, right?
Good, but I'm not that good. One at a time now. One at a time. Matter of fact, I probably won't use my amp for at least a couple of weeks until I can get used to using the tuner. And, hey, I'm not going to take any chances with $1,100.
That's a good strategy. That's a really good strategy. You can do a lot barefoot with 100 watts, right? And your antenna is so close that radio can bring it in the rest of the way. So you could use the internal tuner and then just tackle one piece of equipment at a time. Sounds like a plan.
For me, it's just a matter of getting comfortable and, you know, being confident of proper procedure. You know, you do the same thing with everything else in life. But let me ask you something. Is there a net that runs out of Augusta that's linked to this area up here?
W4DJW, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know of one, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was. There's a lot of that stuff going on these days.
If I remember correctly, 14664?
That one's at 10 o'clock on Sundays, at least the one I know of. They might have some morning nets and some other kinds of nets, but I know they have, that's Sid's net, 14664 on Sundays at 10 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. But every Sunday at 8, I check into his net. I don't think it's linked to anything. I could be wrong, but I don't hear people checking in from Augusta, Georgia.
Tango Alpha 4LZI, I believe it's got echo link on it. I can't hear, but I've heard others say that it has echo link.
That's a possibility, Andy.
What I heard. I heard the 146.64, and the guy said Augusta, Georgia, but I thought he was calling the net.
No, Sid calls that net from Fletcher, North Carolina.
So that makes sense, and that's probably what I heard. I heard Augusta, and I was wheeling through. And anyhow, man, this thing is, I love it. The tuner on it, I just love it. It's sweet. So anyhow, enough of my bragging on my new radio. I'm going to jump out of here, you guys. Have a good evening, and Andy, try to behave yourself. David, anytime you want to come by and give me some extra good pointers on that amp, I may be calling you anyhow to come and help me. I hope I can call on you. So anyhow, you guys have a good evening. W4DJW, 10-4-VWA. I'm going to watch inside of my eyelids. Clear.
All right, Steve, your enthusiasm for amateur radio is contagious. Appreciate you. All that you're doing, and you're having fun. That's just fun for other amateur radio operators as well. And appreciate the information, Andy. KI4LZI and KN4VWA, W4DJW clear.
KI4LZI, it's like we've all heard on this one here, but look, the echo link you got on here. You know, some people might think someone's doing something somewhere else here on this machine, but if you listen real closely or find out more about the repeater, no, you might find out that it's got an echo link on it. KI4LZI.
I think I heard about that a long time ago, Andy. You reminded me of it when you said that. So I think I'm remembering that that Sid used to announce a node number on echo link, but I haven't heard him do that lately. And it could be that I'm just fiddling around in the shack and it just goes right over my head. I don't know. But I think I remember him saying that, Andy.
Yeah, well, like I told you, I can't even hear much less get into it, but I've heard other people talk about it. I'm pretty sure it's got an echo link on it. I've heard others talk about it. And let's see. Well, there's not as many as there was, but there's still that one, this one, and a UHF one over here in Ocona County on 442-775. It's got echo link on it. There's a few still around. There is, so. And I've noticed it on some of these that I have been able to hear here. They're sometimes tied into different reflectors, and you'll hear things coming through that would make you think that it was a net from somewhere else, for sure. KI4LZI.
Yeah, if somebody connects to more than one node at a time, you get that. So you can log into multiple nodes at the same time. And if you do that, you bring the traffic from each one of those nodes with you.
Brandy's better than me. I'm just going by what I've heard before. They're right up here above me. It ain't here now, but back when the IRLP first come out, there was a UHF machine up here on Sassafras Mountain. It ain't there anymore, but it used to be. And it had IRLP on it. And I heard one time a net going on it, and I heard multiple stations on it, and they wasn't actually on this UHF machine. They was all on coming through a reflector from somewhere else. And I kind of picked up on some of that and learned myself that there can be multiple stations coming through these reflectors that makes you think that the net's, it may actually sound like it's coming from somewhere else, possibly even.
And Andy, there's more than just echo link as well. There's a lot of different radio, voice over IP radio networks that are going on out there. That's one of the reasons for choosing the software that we selected for the new repeater, is that it can connect into that network, and there's no end to where you can go with that. It's not limited to the capacity of the Echolink servers. Those are all independent nodes that just join into the network. Once we get the repeater up on the mountain and we've got internet access up there, our reach will go far beyond just Echolink.
I-4-L-C-I. Well, WR-4-XM is wishing to get Echolink up for one day soon. At one time, he had what they call, I know you know about it, All-Star on his 440 machine up there, but he kind of was doing it kind of like you're doing Echolink. You're doing it from off down here and by RF sending it up there, but it would make it so much easier, as you say, if there was internet up there.
Yeah, I've heard of that All-Star. That's what Alex uses over in Clemson, K4BAN. He sets up All-Star, and he sent me links to that All-Star before I started looking into it. But too deep into the one we're in now to switch to switch over. I'm sure they've all got benefits, and they all progress in different directions. Eventually, they'll all be able to talk to each other, and that's when it'll really get interesting. No matter which one you're on, it can track your movements. If you want it to, you can turn it on, say, whatever town I'm in, you know, it knows who I am, and it knows how to get me back to the people that I normally talk to. It'll be pretty cool once the networks all get up and running.
LZI-5D. The only thing I worry about on all this is one thing, interoperability. We all know, and I've heard others that was in the hobby long before we was, your father, for one, talk about how single sideband somewhat more advanced over AM because it took lesser bandwidth. Well, look at everybody else around today. They're leaving analog right and left. They are. And I just hope that don't happen here in amateur service for some reason. Somewhere down the line we have to leave as analog. And if we got a bunch of different digital systems set up, and they're not interoperable, we're going to have one big problem.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Andy. That is the largest problem. All started out, I think, well, from my perspective that I'm aware of, it all started out with the ICOM D-Star and their proprietary chip that you had to buy, and people didn't want that. So that just kind of scattered everything out and 15 different directions. Now, Yaesu's got theirs, and Kenwood's got theirs, and ICOM's got theirs, and independent, you know, server builders have their own. There is one, well, the one I'm most familiar with is the one that is the backbone for SVX Link. There's others. I'm sure All-Star's got one, too, but that's the next step, is to build translators between one and another, and people have already started work on that. So that doesn't matter which one you're on, any of them can talk to any of them, even analog. Analog participate in that as well.
Well, see, I'm hoping smart people like you and Alex that's in on all this will be the ones that have come up with the interoperability amongst all these different digital systems, because if there was to be some kind of big disaster, and these different digital systems ain't interoperable, and for some, I know it's a lot of ifs, but you got to look at what's happened in decades past about bandwidth. We all know that. Lesser the bandwidth, better, where analog takes up more bandwidth than digital. Right now, the analog's the only thing we got to fall back on, and if something should happen, we're going to have major, major problems.
W4DJW. I don't know. You know, the guys that loved AM said single sideband would never catch on. And look what happened to that forecast. So I'm not going to forecast either way that it's going to go. But analog being the simplest of all of them, would be, in my opinion, would probably be the foundation that you start from and work off of there with your translators. And then it would be in everyone's best interest. If you can imagine, you've got 100 languages on the left and 100 languages on the right. If you had to map each of the 100 on the left to each of the 100 on the right, that's 10,000 mappings. Whereas if the 100 on the left went to a common format and the 100 on the right went to a common format, you've only got to do 200 mappings. 200 versus 10,000, right? What's more likely? It's more likely that the 100 on the left get mapped to a single standard and the 100 on the right get mapped to a single standard. Then everybody can talk to everybody and you've only done 200 translations. Does that make sense?
See, I don't claim to understand all the damn details like you do about it, but I know it'll be people like you and Alex that has the ability to see that this stuff is getting worked into being interoperable, which will be needed. Should for some reason we can't continue to carry on here on analog. I know I hear it on the public service here all the time, you know. Here in my county here, we're still using analog on first responders, but it's just a matter of time before they leave it. And Transylvania County up here use it, but everybody else, including Greenville County, as far as the EMS and the Sheriff's Department goes, is on digital. And that kind of thing happens here. I hear just about a couple of weeks, or two or three weeks ago, I heard someone asking about Wires X and System Fusion. Well, I know it exists, but everything I know of around up in here is DMR. That's yet another different digital system.
Well, those guys in commercial radio have a totally different motivation than we do. They can make a profit. So they're going to go where the dollars are, most likely. And each one's going to try to one-up the previous one and get what they can. That's got different motivation than amateur radio operators. I mean, we're not getting paid anything. We're doing this out of the love for doing it. So I don't think the two will go in the same direction exactly. But who knows? And it does. One of the sayings that they had when I was over in France is jamais dit jamais. Never say never, because you never know.
Tells the guy, well, it's ain't like this is a fictional thing, but our racist group talks about it all the time. And about every 2 years, we in Oconee County has an exercise about that nuclear reactor over here in Oconee County. Well, due to the way that situation could be, it wouldn't just affect Oconee County. It affects Pickens County. And from my understanding, there's some areas over there in Greenville County where people would be, you might say, housed for a short period of time. And if everybody ain't interoperable, with every county ain't interoperable with one another, and with county governments, city governments, interoperability seems to be the last thing they think about, it seems like.
And it's important to think about, too. I was reading an article earlier today about flooding in Indonesia, and they were showing pictures of houses being floated away, floating down the newly created river by all the rain that they were getting. And they said everybody lost all communication except for one. There was only one way to communicate that was left, and that was through amateur radio. So you're absolutely right. Need to pay attention to it. Anyway, I'm going to jump out of here, Andy. Good talking to you this evening. And good to hear you on the radio, W4DJW.
The thing I got about it, you know, our county governments, city governments don't think about interoperability. I just hope our amateur service here don't fall in the same trap with all these different digital systems. Because as of now, analog will be our savior for now. KI4LZI.